All right, yes. One question at a time. One question at a time, guys. Relax.
It's episode 170.
I'm Mum Ra from Thundercats.
Ra!
Feel my wrath of podcast.
I'm sure it's
Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram featuring Sean.
This is from Shrooms to Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram featuring Sean and Carlos. The show neither by Shrooms nor by Skyrim. Those are just the motherfucking parameters. And here's a word on our sponsors, goddammit. This episode is brought to you by Sandbar, Coconut Grove, 3064 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133, Home of the Fish Taco, Happy Hour, Monday to Friday, 3 to 7, Taco Tuesdays, tacos half off, Sandbar, Coconut Grove. This episode also brought to you by The Last Carrot at 3133 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Family-owned since 1975, your go-to place for fresh, wholesome eats. The Last Carrot.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to From Shrooms to Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram featuring Sean and Carlos. I'm your host, Carlos. You already know what's up. I don't know why this guy Hiram's name is still in the title. he hasn't been on here forever. I'm fucking over it. So we should definitely work on that. Coming up, dude, give me one second.
I just want to give big props to Carlos. That's literally the most he's talked in 40 episodes.
All right. Also, I want to touch down on a bunch of things this episode. Miami Music Week, Ultra, the traffic. There was a bunch of traffic. Personal records that have been set today. It's just been a really, really exciting week, and we can't wait to fill you guys in on it and everything. How's it going, Sean?
Yo, it's been fucking great, bro.
That's wow. I love the
energy. It's been great.
That's good, dude. I love the energy. Keep it up. How about you?
So great.
Okay.
It's been great.
And if you're looking for greatness, you know where to go. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm all right.
Damn. Way to bring the whole fucking mood down.
What happened, dude? What happened at Taco Bell?
And we'll be right back.
Yeah. We need a reboot.
I'm fucking tired, dude.
Oh, man.
Why are you tired? What was your schedule like this week?
I'm just tired from this weekend. It's like some weekends, like after working at the club, where I just can't go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, because you've been fucking hardwired all day.
So
I get that.
You said hard.
Been fucking so hard all day.
So I've been up.
Bro, that would suck if you had like a chronic issue where you're just constantly hard. That's a thing, but.
That has to suck ass.
For the girl. What up? I'm just kidding. So anything interesting happened at work this weekend?
No, I'm over it. My heart's not in no more. I just go to work.
Man, I love your attitude. And that's what we need more of, ladies and gentlemen. From Shrooms to Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram.
Men built this country.
Yo. Dude.
What's up? Talk to me, bro. Give it to me. Lay it on me.
Linguistic convergence.
Okay.
What?
You know about that?
Enlighten us.
All right. So, lately, against my will, I've fully adopted this certain vernacular where I'm like, what's that,
Yeah. You have. I was about to fucking mention that, but I didn't want to make you feel.
You were about to mention it?
I didn't want to make you feel bad.
What were we going to say about it?
You sound like an idiot.
You've been saying this a lot.
Yeah, I sound like an idiot?
Yeah, you sound like us.
Well, yeah, I got it from Sean. Sean's the one that got me on it.
Damn, so I sound like a fucking
idiot. I usually just stare in the mirror and go, yeah, dude, ha, it's hot, bro.
Damn, so
yeah,
that, dude, that meme you do with me where it's like, yo, Sean Davis, South Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
I fuck it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
here,
real?
Here, this is how it goes. It goes, it goes. Hey, what's up? Sean Davis, Miami, Florida. I make out with my cousin.
Sean Davis, dude. I like to play the drums, dude.
Yeah, Sean Davis, Miami, Florida. I eat my boogers and I play drums.
Helldiver 2, my favorite game right now, dude. I like to play Baldur's Gate and fuck a lot.
I like to play balls enders.
Balls and gates.
And gates.
I like to jack off to Bill Gates.
Yeah, Gates.
That's so hard to do. That's insanely.
No, he's fucking.
That's how you stay from that. I think about Bill Gates to keep myself from coming.
But then,
no, that's it.
You start fantasizing him like programming.
Yeah, this is where you go. It was a joke, man. I can't just make a joke.
And then,
yo, so I went to, this is on, I had to go to Factory Town to go pick up some, to go drop off some gear. And I got there on Sunday while everybody was still spilling out. And, it was like Walking Dead, dude. It was amazing. It was just, it's just something great to experience. It's like going to space, you know? But they were just like people half naked and like fishnet, whatever. I don't know. It's like a tribal fishnet hemp. It's like hemp fishnet that's from Tulum vibe and like piercings going from their nose to the ears. But like, I don't know. It's like these tribal festival wooks half naked in the business warehouse district of Hialeah. It's just at 8 in the morning.
It's a sight to see.
The world is happening.
Yeah, the world's starting.
Yeah.
Everyone's waking up.
Yo, is half naked the same as half clothed?
So, so I'm walking out with a case of beer because the guy that ran the festival, he was like, you want a case of beer? While I was picking stuff
up.
Yo,
that was
like,
a legitimate question.
Yeah, I mean, they're the same thing. All right, continue, Carlos.
I was walking out with a case of beer, and a girl came up to me. She's like, hey, man. Hey, man. Oh, my God, man. You think I could have one of those, snag one? And I was like, fuck no, dude. Like, get the fuck away from me. And she was like, fuck, okay. You're going to keep it, like, all right. You're going to put them away for later? I'm like, yeah, whatever. I just, like, walking away, and then I could hear, all right. Nice to meet you. I'm like, what the fuck? Get the fuck away from me. This person's like still staring at me after the interaction. I was like 10 seconds ago. This person's in the middle of the street like looking at me like, are they going to look at my pouty eyes so they could give me? Get the fuck. Dude, I don't. I know.
That's like the chicks that asked us for a ride at Vibra.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's like, get the fuck out of here,
no,
bro.
No.
Are you going to the front? Bitch, you're just going to hop in any. You're going to hop in a white truck.
Well, unless it was, you know, they're in a safe area. Unless it was like something like threatening, and they're like, we need help.
Bro,
that's
crazy.
I mean,
that's crazy.
If it was like they actually need help, yeah. But if it's like, oh, we don't want to walk, I'm like, I don't fucking know you. What happens if you try to stab me and you're tripping balls? I don't fucking know you. That was extreme. That was a little extreme.
No, agreed. Motherfuckers are crazy now, dog. People are fucking crazier than they've ever been. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it was fucked up. They didn't let Busta Rhymes into Factory Town. He's like, I'm gonna fuck up tomorrow. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna fucking fuck.
How could you not let Busta Rhymes into?
I don't know. I love Busta Rhymes. It's crazy.
Why wouldn't they let him in?
I don't know. There was some kind of confusion at the gate, at the door, and the security didn't want to let him in. I'm like, they're just gonna fire that dude.
For sure.
I mean, it's like a seasonal job. Like Factory Town, I'm pretty sure is only for Miami Music Week.
Yo, Busta Rhymes is good people working at Story. I've had many, many interactions with him. It's good people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I used to see him a lot when I lived down in Color Bay. Because doesn't he live or he has a house down there?
No, I have no idea.
He had this green box Chevy and he would take his son to Chuck E. Cheese. And his son was like the same age as me, and shit was crazy.
Will up, back number one.
Hello, used to be in the Chuck E. Cheese with Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, I fuck with that. I remember, fucking
Dangerous came out. I bought that, and my brother got the album, and my dad's like, you can't listen to this, because I had the, like, explicit advisory sticker on it.
Yeah.
And I took it to school, and I took it off. I was like, yeah, you can play this. It's fine, dude. And then, yeah, it wasn't. The principal was like, what the fuck? I was like, it was a big deal. But it was worth it, because
you can't do this to me.
It's like, yeah, some classic Miami shit right there.
Yeah. So the principal took me into the office, and he made me pull down my pants, and he said, "Show me the wee wee dance."
This to me.
You want to know the name of the elementary school?
Fucking what?
Sandusky.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say.
Isn't that a fucking vice president?
I thought you were gonna say Sean Combs Elementary.
Damn, that's pretty good. Nah, Sandusky Elementary. But dude, that's
Sherlock Holmes Elementary.
You don't know who Sandusky is? You just got Sandusky'd. You never heard that one?
Nope.
Nah, it's pretty fucked up. Like, I was like touching high school students.
All right, then fuck him. I'm glad I don't know about him.
Right now, I'm watching the. Are we talking about something else?
Just talk with it. Just talk,
Matthew.
We just did homie check-in without the soundbite.
Oh, okay. No, I've been watching the Quiet on the Set.
What is that?
It's like a docuseries.
That Nickelodeon Expo.
Oh, shit's crazy.
Yeah, Dan Schneider. Yeah.
I've been known about that shit for a long time.
What a fucking creep. I remember him from Good Burger now.
Well, I used to. So what's crazy is I grew up watching Drake and Josh. All the shows that he produced, Victorious, iCarly, like, that was my generation. I didn't notice a lot. I remember when I was, like, maybe 11. What the fuck? Sorry, Squish. When I was 11, I thought that Teen Nick was a little weird, because I realized that they're kind of, there's, like, a little bit of a sexual, more of a sexual theme with Teen Nick in the shows.
Fuck yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I even noticed as a kid, I was like, why the fuck? I don't know. Like, we're kids. Like, Squish, bro. Stop trying to eat the Taco Bell garbage.
I never got into any of that shit. I never thought any of that shit was good. I mean,
I was a child. Yeah.
I was older by then.
Drake and Josh, when I was a kid, was the shit.
Yeah.
But then when you watch it now, you realize, like, oh, they really made Drake Bell, like, a sex icon as a fucking 13-year-old.
Yeah, like, I never really watched Nickelodeon. I always watched Cartoon Network. But, like,
Billy and Mandy was my shit.
I've been seeing the clips go around on TikTok, and it's like, yo, like, some of the stuff you watch, and whether it's behind the scenes or not, it's like,
bro, he had full-on, like, foot like fetish shit inside the
shows. Like, you watch
shows.
It, and even it's some stuff that's like, yo, how were people letting this happen?
Yeah. Well, did you hear that his assistant or someone he worked with, he got put in prison for some pedophilia shit?
Two of them
got out, and then they got jobs at Disney, or one of them got a job at Disney.
Yo, that's like exactly how the Miami government works.
It's just like the Boy Scout leaders. That's what they do. They just relocate. Man, that's fucking fucked up, bro. That shit makes me so angry.
Yeah, you don't fuck with kids, bro.
Yeah, and you don't fuck with the kittens either.
For sure. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, don't fuck with the kittens.
Yeah, don't fuck with cats, yeah.
I think it was the kittens.
Where's the cats? Don't fuck with cats, yeah.
Yeah, and they hunt the guy down?
Yeah.
It's fucking sick. I was like, yeah, fuck.
Yeah, and the way that they... Bro, but the way they got it with, like, the whole community looking at little things inside the pictures and the videos. First off, to sit through those videos... It's crazy. Whenever I watched it, I looked up the original video, and I couldn't after a minute or so. I'm like, this is fucking disgusting.
Yeah. That was horrific. Or, like, he vacuum seals the cat and shit.
Did you see Dan Snyder's apology on YouTube?
When was that?
The most pathetic thing ever. This past week.
Oh, my God. He apologized?
It's literally just lines. And then it's one of the dudes that, one of the kids that he casted for, like, I think it was iCarly. He was a DJ or some shit.
Uh-huh.
And he was, like, asking him questions, but it felt like a Teen Nick Award situation. And he was just reading, he wasn't really being like, yeah, I did this.
Yeah,
this
I saw a clip of it on TikTok. Strange. It was fucking bizarre, dude. Yeah. I don't know how.
And then the guy asking him questions is just laughing throughout the whole thing. He's like, oh, well, something bad happened. Like, no shit.
Yo, I don't know how this guy is staying in the public eye, much less, like, staying.
I don't know, dude. That's like, the same thing.
Like, I don't know. You know, presumably, hopefully, there's already, like, an official investigation underway with all this stuff. At the very least, he shouldn't be. I mean, I don't know where their interview was put out on. The motherfucker shouldn't be anywhere in the fucking public eye. I don't know who the fuck after this would still be.
I mean, he's. I'm pretty sure, unless I'm out of the loop, he hasn't been able to. Like, he hasn't been allowed to produce for Nick. Unless, is that happening still?
Harvey Weinstein, did he go to jail?
Let me tell you something. Netflix put out a documentary about the Boy Scouts and the tens of thousands, like 50,000 reports of since like for, in like a 20-year span of sexual assault and like rapes and rape allegations between two decades. They did a whole documentary about it, and it's even more than that. It's fucking crazy, and the fucking Boy Scouts still exist.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, so who's you know, if this guy Rob Schneider kept making stuff for Nickelodeon or Disney or whatever, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be that surprised.
I don't know,
but
dude.
Now after this, I highly doubt.
Bro, it's fucking Hollyweird. You know, it's Hollywood. It's
yeah, but they got to be like, hey, one of us got to go. We got to get this guy in trouble.
Yeah, that's so exactly what it is. Put all the eyes on this guy. Yeah.
With all the fucking narratives, and then in Florida, they still talking about the fucking drag queens or the drag shows.
Yeah. As long as there's no kids there, who gives a fuck?
People in their fucking narratives. I'm sorry. I'm fucking tired, dude.
Well, you just did it. Don't be me, bro. You don't want to be me.
Yo. Linguistic convergence. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Is here, you want me to break it down for you?
When you listen to me talk and you pick it up over time?
With context, I think we can figure it out now.
So, I mean, there's actually a whole lot of studies into this. Linguistic convergence actually comes from communication accommodation theory from Howard Giles, which draws from social psychology, similarity attraction, social exchange, casual attribution, and intergroup distinctiveness, which help to explain why speakers seek to converge or diverge from the language, dialect, accent, and behavior of their interlocutors, which also relies heavily on social identity theory, which argues that a person's self-concept compromises a personal identity and a social identity, and that this social identity is based on comparisons people make between in-groups that they belong to and out-groups that they do not belong to, where they strive to maintain a positive social identity by either joining groups where they feel more comfortable or making a more positive experience of belonging to the groups they already do. Since speech is a way to express group membership, people adopt convergence or divergence in communication to signal a salient group distinctiveness so as to reinforce a social identity. You know what I'm saying, Ed?
No.
Completely lost me. Summarize whatever the fuck that just said.
I mean, I've been noticing it happens with me when I.
So it just means you start saying the same shit that people around you say.
Like when I binge watch a show.
That's not what I heard. That's not what I felt like he was saying.
Well, for me, like if I binge watch a show, I start picking up phrases and certain cadences from characters that I like.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I do the same shit. I used to do a lot with Trailer Park Boys.
My favorite is with accent.
That's probably why I sound fucking stupid.
My favorite is different, like, dialects of Spanish and people that have accents or like imitating people, like I fucking can't stop fucking doing it, dude. It's like a fucking, like once I, yeah, man, well, you know, tomorrow we could call Michi and Gordo. That's like exactly what my father-in-law sounds like. Or like my boss at work is like, oh, okay, mi amigo, yeah, es que tú sabes en el... And then I'll start doing it and I will not stop doing it. But my favorite is like doing the Spanish, like El Colombia, don't que pues papa. Like that's like super cute.
Son Colombia.
And then like a Cuban is like,
oye, people. Sing, sing.
Oye, people, ¿por qué no me diga eso? You know? And my wife's from Argentina, so her fucking Argentinian accent, I fucking love it, dude. So now when I get mad, I go, I say vos. It's like, vos es un pelotudo. You know? I don't know.
It's you just, say you say vos?
Yeah, instead of tú. Vos es un como mierda. And that you just like pick up over time. Just like being in Miami, I guess. You all right there?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. I'm good. I'm present.
I need you to be okay. I can't do this on my own, bro.
Nah, cool, bro. You got it, dude. You was fucking carrying it on your motherfucking well-built shoulders. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thanks, dude.
That new PR body.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. Oh, man, this morning I had a whole colada, and then I had a Celsius. Dude, I thought I fucking snorted an A-ball. I was fucking flying. And I...
Yeah, I was like, why are you grabbing both? That's excessive.
Yeah, and then I was printing something by the printer, and I dropped down, and I did 20 for the first time nonstop. And I, by the fucking 20th one, I was like drooling out my mouth like... I don't even know how far I went down. It probably wasn't much. But I noticed the drool out of my mouth. I was like, this is not nice, a good look. Dude. This is not a good look. Someone's going to slip on this dribble.
It's not the only dribble they slipped on.
But it felt good, you know? And it's felt, it just like on the day-to-day, I felt a lot better just doing
exercising.
Just doing a little bit of exercise here and there, yeah. It's really nice.
Bro, I want to get back on that full fucking David Goggins shit where I'm like, just exercising.
I want to get back on a gobbin-slobbin dick, dude. You know what I'm saying?
I want to get back on that gobbly-dobbly-slobbin dick.
The Roblin Goblin. What are we talking about?
The hot Roblin Goblin.
The Roblin Schneider. Roblin Goblin, Roblin Schneider.
Slobbing the Goblin.
No Diddy.
Damn.
No Diddy.
You think
Hey, yo, Diddy, fuck you, bro. You're a fucking piece of shit, bro. Coming from me, you just suck. I hate you.
Damn, dude.
I like how you say coming from you.
Yeah,
like,
coming from me. Like, fuck you,
you're
man.
You're such a fucking piece of shit.
Dog.
You're like...
No. Not like that. I'm just saying, like, coming from me, Sean Davis, hate you. Wow. I hate you.
Man, if he even responds to that...
Dude, I hope he does, man.
Highly doubtful.
I know he watches.
Yo, you see how they tracking this private jet on with the private jet tracker on Twitter, but they can't find him. That motherfucker disappearing like goddamn car. Where in the world, motherfucking Carmen San Diego?
Is he running? Right? Is he running?
Hell yeah, he running. Nah,
dog, it's P. Diddy.
He's like,
He's got crazy fucking money,
in
man.
In Miami and Orlando, I saw the aerial shots. They had the sons of handcuffs. Yo, this shit is unfolding. It's just fucking...
Man, well, how guilty does that look?
But, I mean, in terms of him running, that, like, they're like, oh, it's private jet over here. Oh, they made the jet land. He wasn't on the jet. Like, where is he? Like, where in the world come in San Diego? But, like, in terms of someone like that running, like, trying to get to, like, a, let's say, like, a country that has a non-extradition treaty with the U.S., that's, like, when they talk about moguls and rap, like close to a billion, you know, there's Hov and B, and there's fucking Dr. Dre, and there was fucking Diddy. Like, the motherfuckers got money.
Yeah. That's what happens when you get money. You get weird. I hope we never get money. Guys, don't follow us. so we don't become, because if we get, we're going to get weird.
No, we got to.
Sean's definitely going to get weird.
No.
Yeah, he, well, he's going to be like.
I feel like I'll just end up leaving.
I love feet or something. I don't know. He's going to get fucking weird.
Fuck you.
Rob Schneider'd up or something.
You can't say shit.
Sean,
you can't say shit.
Sean Schneider.
Don't put that out in the universe, bro.
I'm sorry. I love
you. Fuck you. Don't give me your baggage. That's a projection.
Yo, you know how you watching, like, you saw the Queen movie? Or you know how, like, a group.
The fuck is a Queen movie? What are you looking at, bitch? Narnia? No one wants to fucking watch Narnia.
First of all.
Movie's great. I'm kidding.
The books are great. The movie's pretty good. Second of all, the fucking Queen movie about the fucking band Freddie Mercury.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Whatever. Overrated.
You said you love me forever.
Movie's so overrated.
You said you love me forever.
They're overrated, or the movie's
no,
overrated?
No, the movie.
I thought the movie was pretty good.
It was all right.
I think X-Men 97 was pretty good.
It was. But, yo, so.
It was.
If that's your impression of me, man, I feel fucking.
What?
Like an idiot.
He did that.
Yo, so this whole time I've been passing it off. I've been thinking I sound like cool, dude. Like a fucking, like I'm chill, bro. But you told me I sound like an idiot.
No, I mean,
yo, but you're saying I sound like you. So why do you hate yourself so much, dog?
He's projecting.
I don't know.
All right, but so like the. Like Queen, like they blew up and like Freddie Mercury was the big star. So like, let's say we blow up, right? Who do you think is gonna like fall out with the rest of the group? Sean for sure.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like ego and like start getting weird and all that shit.
Oh, if we yeah.
Well, no, I just think it would all be too overwhelming for me.
Definitely Sean.
Like, ego and getting weird? Yeah, he's like, I've been carrying this fucking pod. It's been in my house.
No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Was it for me having it in my house? And you guys
no, that's bullshit.
I want 50% of the check every fucking month.
Man.
Hiram is my fucking brother-in-law.
That's what you think of me. I feel bad for y'all.
My God, it's not that deep, dog.
I feel bad for y'all, bro.
You know it's going to be me. I'm gonna be like, I eat my toenails. I don't give a fuck. I eat my fucking scabs. I eat my boogers. I don't give a fuck. Aiko, so what if I collect my jizz in a fucking jar? Yeah, and I drink it.
Dog, I am full efficient. No waste. I don't waste anything. Yeah. If a hair falls off, I fucking eat it. It goes back into my own personal ecosystem.
I absorb my testosterone to the seventh degree.
I have sex with aloe vera plants.
Fucking rub my dick all over aloe.
I fucking piss in a jar. And now I fucking shoot it up in my veins. I don't let nothing leave my body.
What you do is
maximum efficiency.
Dude, if the aloe's fat enough, you cut it at the base and then you do a little hole right there and you fucking slice. You know, it's like you guys ain't down with that?
No, bro, it seems dangerous.
Aloe?
Seems kind of risky.
Man, your fucking dick will be so hydrated. They're going to call you Hydro Dick.
Hydro Nobody's dude. Saying, what about the spikes?
Bro, I thought
that's on the outside, bro. Like, is a pineapple on the inside not fuckable?
Not the core. You have to decore it.
What's the core? Is the core like the other outer shell?
The hard middle part.
That's way too acidic.
Look, you do it is you take the core that's out. You put it in. Look, you get the core. There's decorers. You decore it. And then you sit on the core, and then
decor.
So you could get both ends going. You do a little on the front, a little on the back. You sit on the core, and then you get now the pineapple's a perfect hole. Phase. If you want, you could like blend it up so it's a little mushy in the middle.
Some almond butter.
Yeah, I hope my mom listens to this. We're losing followers. Just hit that like and subscribe button, guys.
Man, I wish I'd go back to the good old days when jacking off was, like, scary. Like, oh my God, should I be doing this? Those are the good days.
Damn, that's true. You reach a certain threshold, it just don't matter no more. If I get the urge.
I know, there's still a lot of shame.
Yeah, but it wasn't the same when you were a kid. You felt like a fucking, like you were, like, dirty. At least for me. Felt like, since I grew up in a Christian house, it was like, you're fucking, you're I'm going coming to hell. And you're I'm going to hell.
Coming and going to hell.
You know,
probably called coming and going.
It's just a shame, you know, like when you, you know, you're like, what was I watching when you're post nut clarity? And you look and it's like a 500-pound girl getting pooped on. You're all like, God damn, dog. What did I do?
Got me again. The porn gods got me again.
What did I do? Yeah, no. You know.
Was the shit solid or watery?
I don't know. Sometimes, you know.
Is it soft?
Puffy nipples.
Puffy nipples.
Being pooped on.
Wait, can you get, like, pink eye, but for your nipples?
Yeah, it's called pink nipples.
But really?
Everybody's born with it. Yeah, because when they're in the womb, they get shit on their nipples. Nipples are usually actually skin-colored, but when you're in the womb, you poop all over yourself, and it gets on your nipples, and it actually turns pink.
That's probably what Diddy's into.
So it's pink nipple.
He calls it the puffy nipples.
No Diddy.
Yeah, this is true.
No Diddy.
So what's gonna happen to Diddy?
He's gonna die,
man. I keep thinking of that Drink Champs episode where he's like,
I love it when you call me something, Daddy, or whatever the fuck.
Why don't you want to hang out for my birthday?
Why don't you want to come party with me for your birthday?
All right, the monster's kicking in. I'm back, yo.
That's what I used to tell my uncle.
Yeah, I wanna reorient a little bit off and get off that subject. I like to.
What subject?
I like
a little uncomfortable.
I feel like we strayed from the light. I want to stay in the light. Yo, you guys.
Sometimes you gotta see the devil, bro. Sometimes you gotta look him in his eyes and be like, "Hey, Satan. I know you're there."
Yo, you guys know what it was yesterday?
Was it your birthday?
It was. So I didn't realize this. Elder Scrolls first dropped in 1994.
Yeah, 30 years ago, right?
Yeah. So Elder Scrolls is a few months older than me because they just turned 30.
Yeah, but that first game was Dookie.
And
Dookie.
And they put out some posts. They put out this sick little graphic, this little drawing. Yo, I just be saying throwaway phrases, and y'all just be honing in on them too much, man.
You said jarring.
A little, it's like the number 30, but it's like got like mad. It's like Elder Scrolled out.
Gotcha.
What? And the studio put out this little blurb to commemorate 30 years. I think I'll read it real quick to you guys. It's been 30 years since the beginning of this incredible journey through Tamriel with the launch of the Elder Scrolls Arena. It's amazing to think how much the series has grown and how much it still means to everyone, and that is all thanks to you, our community of players. Many hundreds of developers have spent time on the Elder Scrolls over those 30 years. As the series has grown, so have we. Still to this day, each chapter is aimed to let all of us live another life in another world. Arena started it all with the entirety of Tamriel generated for you to explore freely. Daggerfall moved that into a smaller region with political intrigue and a detailed character system. Morrowind took it to new exotic lands and introduced the series to both consoles and the world of modding and creators. Oblivion brought us to the heart of the Empire, realms beyond, and all new gameplay mechanics.
Damn.
Skyrim let you do battle with dragons in Tamriel's harsh northern province.
Dude.
One of our goals has been to make sure everyone can still enjoy these games today, and we continue to work on new ways for you to experience them. Arena and Daggerfall can be downloaded and played for free from ElderScrolls.com. Xbox supports Morrowind and Oblivion with backwards compatibility and upgraded to 4K. And of course, Skyrim is on everything. This year marks another anniversary. 10 years of The Elder Scrolls Online. Our amazing colleagues at ZeniMax Online Studios have nurtured a game and community that has become one of the biggest and best there is. We have other exciting projects underway as well, including The Elder Scrolls Castles on mobile. It's a unique take on a castle builder where you control your own dynasty and is currently in soft launch in several countries. We've also launched the latest versions of Creations in Skyrim where you can more easily get all the incredible content our community continues to create. Last but not least, yes, we are in development on the next chapter, The Elder Scrolls 6.
Fuck yes, bro.
You ever seen the trailer? The little 18-second trailer?
I don't believe it until... I don't know. Is it released from Bethesda?
Yeah, it are.
Oh, shit.
It's like a... Even now, returning to Tamriel and playing early builds has us filled with the same joy, excitement, and promise of adventure. Thank you again for supporting us all these decades and all you have brought to the games, making them your own. We couldn't be more excited to continue it and celebrate the next 30 years. But that's the game studios.
I mean, it just better. It better be a hard hitter, bro, because they have let down. I don't want to shit on that beautiful fucking moment right there, because Morrowind, when I used to play that as a kid, it scared the fuck out of me because it was so like intricate for an open world RPG. It was one of the first of its kind, basically. At least for console kids in that generation. And then Oblivion was insane. But I remember Skyrim, when that shit came out, fighting dragons and trolls and spiders and all that little fucking... Bro, all the side quests, all the different lanes you could take in the game. It was... I've played Skyrim, I think, like 13 or 14 times. It's crazy. It's just one of those games that you come back to, and I sent a video to Matt recently about it. It wasn't about, like, there's a combination of things. It's mainly, the story is very grasping. You're born, you're a dragonborn, and you can, like, access this spirit realm, and you can do these shouts, and you have, like, magic, or you could do combat. All the characters are very, like, intricate. All the open world settings are fucking beautiful. And then the music. When that fucking music hits you and you're roaming, that's it. You just want to...
Dude, Jeremy Solé. Stay there.
It really tells you... It tells you about, like, music in that space, in video game space, and film, TV, all that shit. It really... I'd say it's, like, 60% of it. Overall vibe and how much you like retain, how much you like of it.
Yo, the Elder Scrolls 5 is just so good. And you know, for like me, it was like an age thing. Like, obviously, me and the game both came out in 94. Like, obviously, I wasn't, you know, like for the longest time, I didn't even realize that Skyrim was part of a series.
Yeah.
Like, after playing Skyrim a couple times, it was like years later where I...
I think most people started with Skyrim that played the whole... I didn't play... I played Morrowind and Oblivion growing up, and they fucking... They actually used to scare the shit out of me because all the different monsters and spiders and shit, so I didn't fuck with them.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I'm scared too.
Fucking... The middle of the night, fucking running through a cave in Skyrim, and the fucking frostbite spider dog.
Yeah, that shit comes out of nowhere.
Oh my god, dude.
And the sounds they make, and they're hairy and shit. Like, no. Especially when you're a kid, that fuck it, bro.
Like, the thing about Skyrim specifically, like, it's literally a generational game.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to switch the screens real quick. Show you something.
All right.
It's got no sound. I don't want to hook the aux up. But I just want to, so you can see the visual.
It's cool. I could do the audio for you. Oh, nice. Wow, that's sick.
Yeah, supposedly it's set to come out 2028.
Okay.
And there's already speculations as to what region this is. Some people say it's Hammerfell. But when you see this, like, what's your first impression, Sean?
I don't see anything.
Oh my god, dude.
I was like, yeah, it looks sick, man.
Yo, that's on me. That's on me.
It's okay. You got a lot going on over there.
No, because I forget that I got your output set to not change so that you can see the game uninterrupted. So I'll be going around. So I just literally sat here and just watched that by myself.
That's dope, man. That's really fucking cool, dude.
All right, so now your screen changed. Now you're seeing something, right?
I'm seeing us.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
And Helldivers.
Yeah. Bethesda Game That's very good, dude.
If you didn't have friends.
Oh, that was it?
Now you're never gonna
have
them.
That was it. I'm saying it's like a fucking 18 second. You wanna see it again?
No, because it was fucking stupid. There was nothing on the screen besides just a little.
I'm saying
title.
I'm saying that's it. But
that could be a rendered cutscene. You don't even know what it is. It could just be. I mean, with Bethesda,
but bro, didn't that landscape look really nice though? Very nice.
Yeah, it did.
So like, based on seeing the mountainous regions, people are speculating that this could be like Hammerfell.
That would be sick.
But, yeah, like I said, supposedly it's coming out 2028. So still a ways off.
When's it coming out?
2028. Wow.
When's it coming out?
2028.
Dang.
Bro, that's literally 14 years after the last one. That's crazy. That's crazy.
And they say,
is that crazy?
And they say,
that's crazy.
I was reading a few articles, you know, and some interviews and whatnot. And they're saying that, you know, they're working on all these game mechanics. And, you know, the way Skyrim is still playable, like over a decade later, they're like, yo, we want this game to be able to, you know, I think that on some level they're looking to replicate that continued playability and game experience on a grander level.
I have high hopes for it, but I really hope that they don't fuck this one up.
He's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got,
I don't know, because I played Starfield, the last one they did, which I was excited for, but I was let down. It was cool. It was good. It has the whole Bethesda formula, but it's just bland and empty. it doesn't have the magic that Skyrim, like the whole feeling of Skyrim is crazy. From the boot up screen where you start hearing like the chant, the the shit's insane.
The pacing of the game and the urgency it is instills in you from the get go, where you don't even have your bearings yet, but like you know you gotta move.
Yeah, because the second you drop in, you're about to get executed, and then a dragon attacks you.
And that takes you to up to a certain point, and then the momentum carries you where at that point where you're supposed to go to Rivendell.
Yeah.
Where you can start making your own choices. And with the pacing that the game has already set, the momentum just carries you.
Dude, it's a fantastic game.
All of a sudden, like in the blink of an eye, you go, you know, you have the whole world in front of you.
Okay, but what about that first time that you had that first dragon battle?
Oh my God.
Right outside of Whiterun. When the Jarl's like, there's a dragon. Can you help me, my friend? And you're like, what the fuck, bitch? I got like 16 arrows and a fucking...
Oh, so you can make friends in the game.
Yo, before that even happened to me, before I ever got to that point, my very first run-in with the fucking giant.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That sent me sky high.
You think they're kind of friendly? You're like, maybe they're cool, you know?
And then because you can't interact with them, so it's like, okay, let me test the waters. And then you immediately pay the consequences, and it's like, okay, I'm not going to fuck for the giant.
Yeah, but you've got to experience that because it's fucking hilarious. you just keep going up. Like, it just doesn't
flying.
Stop. And then you start learning the shout. Like, also, the whole make your... you had to climb up the mountain to the Greybeards.
Oh, no. And the way you can fully... you can fully customize your own personal fighting style to left hand and right hand.
Bro, and I didn't know that at first. I didn't know that at all. I don't think I knew that the first maybe two times I did a whole playthrough of that game. Like, I would just press X and X and assume that the shields could go in the left hand and the sword could go in the right. And then I didn't even know that there was a magic aspect where you could do, like, flames... healing and learn a bunch of illusions.
No,
I didn't know there was a college that you could go to for wizardry in the fucking game. And once I found that out, I'm like, that's crazy. There's a whole library on different spells.
Did you get a job in the game too after going to college?
Yo, you become head of the college, dog.
It's crazy.
Yo, just the way you can, like, okay, I'm gonna put a fucking axe in my left hand and, you know, this cast a spell with my right hand. You could do dual wielding. You could do the shield and the sword. You could go full on magic. Get some motherfucking robes. For me personally, I like to do like a compromise between physical and magic attributes.
Ew, dude. I know that guy. You say Alejandro. Hey, dude! Try to make it look like Alejandro. Nice, bro. Nice. Nice, dude. It looks just like him. I'm gonna send this to him. Can you fix the guitar, please?
What if I put the ice spacing super?
Oh my God. You never trust somebody with eyes that narrow, dude. Can you split them apart? How much can you split them apart?
Put them on the side of his head like a horse.
Look at his fucking side profile.
Can you split his eyes apart?
Oh, it looks better inside.
Yeah, that's gnarly.
Can you move them up? Can you put them on his fucking forehead?
I already moved them all the way up. Cheeks?
Hell yeah, clap them.
Big-ass cheeks, bro.
Nice, bro. Nice, dude.
No, he really looks like Alejandro.
No, he doesn't.
Give him the tiniest. What the fuck? Give him the tiniest lips, bro. He's sad.
Oh, this is great. This is the funnest part of the game.
Yeah.
Like, everything else sucks.
Shut up, man. I love that game.
That is so scary. It's the scariest looking person I've ever seen. What would he sound like if you were speaking to him? Where's his lips? Did the agent sew his mouth shut?
Making his chin super fucking.
Oh man, anus. All right, then I'll get her in that angle.
Yeah, you guys know what time it is?
Memes of the week.
Oh,
take a picture of it now.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm gonna send it to him right now. Nice, dude. Nice.
You still can't see anything. Just let you know.
Yes, 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 yes.
Took a shit on a chest and then I wiped it with my towel and then I took a shower and I used the same towel and I cooked some chicken with some lemon pepper seasoning, peeving it, peeming it. Yeah, I'm fucking gaming and I'm keeping.
Watch me rock, ayy, put it in my sock. Merely rock, ayy, what you doing? Don't talk to that cop, ayy. The way I shop, I don't really do that. D's discount, you already know what this about. Looking for a discount,
a I'm penis discount?
Penis discount, penis discount, penis discount, penis discount, penis discount, penis discount.
Down let's heart. Get it, let's get it, let's get it, Matt. We get it, let's do it.
Wow. This is, that's what I, that's
you know
what,
you know what you, that says?
Yeah, no, I can't, wait.
Memes of the week, aka Carlos learns how to read.
Nice, dude.
Douche.
It's because of the Dudley Boys. Because of the Dudley Boys thing? Yo, I'm learning how to speak too, you fucking bitch. What, bro? You gotta be patient with me.
You
I'm learning
can't
how
to, do this yeah. to me.
Oh, man. I'm tired. This one isn't a really like a meme per se, but something I found curious. Been thinking about this a lot recently. Where are you on this scale of how vividly you can picture things in your mind? So
I think I'm like at a 2.
That's like, can you actually picture like an apple in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Like have you guys ever thought about the way things appear in your mind? How
yeah.
things appear differently to other people in their minds?
No.
Yeah, 4 is nuts, dude. 5? That's what I'm looking for.
Yo, like sometimes I'm a 5.
Like I'm a 2.
Sometimes I'm a 1.
Like I'm a 2.
Like sometimes I can conceptualize, but I don't visualize.
Yeah, it just depends on when you need to use it. I don't think it's something like has something to do with neurodivergent and your brain.
Yeah, everything's neurodivergency and shit.
No, I mean I wasn't really so honed in on that part. Just the visualization aspect in general.
Like, how do you imagine things? It depends.
Yeah.
Sometimes you picture, and sometimes you do it with words. I think 5 is you think in words, and 1 is you think visually. 2 through 4 is just fucking garbage.
4 is crazy. Might as well be 5.
3 is like, oh, I think I come in the fucking 40s.
3 is fucking Vincent Van Gogh.
4 is like, I think in watercolors. Like,
yo, you're going to upset some 4s, dog. Chill.
What?
Fine, then he's Edgar Allan Poe.
You're going to upset some 4s. You're talking about the 4s, dog.
Yeah, it's because my neurodivergence, bro. Next fucking slide, dog. This picture on mushrooms would break me. This guy created Isotope RX. You're your man. I can hear your nightmare.
Matt, do you know what Isotope RX is?
That's some audio shit, right?
It's a mastering plugin.
It's a plugin.
Dr. Your man, I can hear your
nightmare. He's like Charles Xavier, but with ears.
Oh man,
Charles Xavier.
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 fitted sheet being taken out of the dryer like I have a secret. And the secret is your wet laundry wound up in it.
Yo, you got it. You got it. Yo, you got to act it out properly. You got to be like, I have a secret. Can't just read everything.
Fitted sheet being taken out of dryer.
This is how, this is, can you see my face? Can you see my face?
No, but I can visualize it in my mind.
Look, all right. Look, this is Sean at work. So
your
reading
face
it.
In my mind is like a three. Fitted, it's like a three right now.
Fitted sheet being taken out of the dryer. I have a secret.
I fucking hate you.
And the secret is your wet laundry won't open the room. You having a good day?
Yeah.
You sure? Yeah. All right.
Yo, he's what? So abrupt. So yo, that's a really good Sean impression.
Yeah. In person?
Impression.
Impersion.
Impersion with the.
Impersion.
What is that? What was it? Gnarling? Gnarling? Charling? Snarling? Calling someone.
Soaking?
All right, go ahead.
Calling someone unconventionally attractive is so funny. Like, yeah, you're kind of busted, but I can bravely see the beauty in you due to my open mind. Yeah.
Tough crowd.
Unconventionally beautiful? I usually say I love their imperfections. I like, you know, like thick eyebrows. The things that are
usually
make them different is what makes them beautiful.
I usually say I like medium ugly.
Nice, dude. You really know how to work the room.
I'll take the bottom. I'll let one of you guys finish it up.
All right.
I just paid $18.75 for a cookie. It was $17.75 last month and $15.75 in late December. Before you became president, it was $3.75.
Fuck it. Let's rev up inflammation and see how much this dipshit will pay for a fucking cookie.
You just said inflammation?
I said inflation.
You said inflammation.
Yo, you said it so sincerely too. You're like, let's rev up inflammation.
Like you're the fucking president in Osmosis Jones. Let's rev up the inflammation. For real, dude's paying $20 for a cookie. That must be a night owl cookie. It's a big ass cookie. Yo, what's up with Subway getting the foot-long cookies now, bro? Like, we got to try it.
Let me try this one, all right? I got this.
You want to know what's up with Subway?
They bought Subway. Auntie Anne's or whatever.
Yeah, you saw that video, too, about the monopoly in the fast food restaurants?
Yep.
Okay, we saw the same video. All
right. Kids in Berlin, 2004. Kid in Berlin, 2040. Yo, man, just let me fucking read it. Shut the fuck up, man.
He's gonna say, I'm the child of inflation.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy that the title screen was Memes of the Week, a.k.a. Carlos Learning to Read.
Kid in Berlin, 2040. I'm the child the child deported immigrants. We were very poor. In 2013, my parents left their home country in Melbourne in search of a more authentic parties and cheaper K. They never learned the language and spent 30 years working in cafes. I someday hope to be a doctor.
What?
Yeah, it's not just me, right?
More authentic parties and cheaper K. Ketamine?
Yeah.
Obviously, dog, it's talking about parties in Berlin. Oh, my God. You guys are fucking... You don't understand this level of humor, dog.
Not going to stop going until my driveway looks like this. Tough.
Just hella PT Cruisers.
That's a nice color.
I honestly can't tell if this is Photoshopped or real or not. That's what's funny to me
It'd
about
be fucking
it.
Fucking crazy.
If is it was that real. It might be real.
He talks to the HOA every month like, hey, listen, I know it's only allowed for 3 cars parked in the driveway, but I got 7 PT Cruisers.
Nah, but that's
like, yo, fucking Southern Pennsylvania, that's the fucking PT car club. They meet once a month.
Nice.
At his house.
Nice.
It's a fleet.
Proud white. cum stain man. Build the cum, cum on it, snowflake, come and crank it. Piss in my ass. Get off my ass or feel cum. Patriots unite. It's time to fart on my balls.
Where'd you get Phil from?
Let him go. Just let him go.
Off my ass or I'll come. Patriots unite or it's time to fart on my balls. God bless cum. Step aside, girls. The femboys are back. Liberalism is a cum disorder. Blue cums matter. But cum. That can't be real, bro.
Yo, just like the last one, I don't know. It could be real. It could be Photoshop. I can't really tell.
Build the cum.
Build the wall.
All right, who wants to be green?
I can't even read that shit.
I'll be the green bubbles.
I'll be gray.
Do you like chicken?
No.
Do you like curry?
Sorry, no.
You won't like what I did.
Did you make chicken curry for me?
No, I fucked your sister.
That's pretty good.
But you can't do this to me.
But he did.
What's the look like the dog's
I'm
giving
scared. Head? I'm scared to do it. All right.
You got this.
Told my dog to stop licking the floor, and he replied, criticism like rain may dampen the spirit, yet from such showers, the soul's garden blooms ever brighter.
Oh, that was kind of rough.
Criticism like rain may dampen the spirit, yet from such showers, the soul's garden blooms ever brighter.
There you go.
Nice, dude.
I can do it.
I have a gut feeling that yelling at service workers will bring my wife back.
Maybe. Just keep on doing it. But make sure to tip. Have you practiced this yet?
Nah, if I don't tip, it'll definitely bring her back, dude.
So I don't understand. To shit in your bathroom, I have to buy food? I don't understand that. Why can't I just take a shit in your bathroom? It's Taco Bell. People just come here to shit.
Is that subliminal?
At least they didn't give you 9 cheesy roll-ups.
What are you doing in this situation?
Be on my hammy shit. My back foul beast bullshit.
You know what I'm saying?
Did I do good?
Dope. Who keeps building websites for restaurants that have everything but the hours and menu? I don't care that Chef Andy uses Midwestern flair. For real, bro.
That shit really hit, dude, because I've seen that.
Yo, Sean wasn't even acting. That really came from a genuine place.
Yeah, man. Date night, and you're trying to find a nice little local spot, and you find the website, and it's just like hours, or not even the hours.
Boo!
Not all your life decisions have to be smart. Some can be purely for cinematic value.
Nice.
That one's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah, but that's like some fucking main character syndrome shit.
Some fucking white girl shit.
But it's like, yo, should I go home?
Yeah, people.
Or should I fucking further the plot?
When people dance so they're like they're in a music video or something, I get angry. You're a punk dude over 30. Choose your path. CrossFit, barbershop, culture, craft beer, MMA, Facebook rants, enamel pins, Tinder creeping.
What's enamel pins?
Like pins, like collecting pins.
Made out of enamel.
Metal.
The fuck?
Enamel. Is that a president?
Enamel Washington?
Enamel.
Benjamin Blinkerton.
Looking at LinkedIn makes me feel like I'm losing my grip on reality. What the fuck do you mean you have a passion for audience segmentation? What the fuck is audience segmentation?
I have no clue. You want me to look it up?
No.
Okay.
Fuck that word, phrase.
I love hanging out in groups of three because then I can go nonverbal and they entertain each other while I look at a tree or sun.
That's the best part about this podcast.
Nice, dude.
Big booty dwarf with barbecue sauce on the titties. Oh, shit. The same Google. Big booty dwarf with barbecue sauce on the titties. Oh, shit. The same Google.
Oh, that shit hard.
The hottest foreplay dirty talk you can do is tell a girl that you're hard for the first time ever. And it's scaring you, and you start screaming.
What's happening?
It hurts. Ah!
I like how they capitalize the H.
Never syncing my contacts to TikTok ever again.
Ellen and Hotties.
You may know John, driving instructor.
How did that happen?
Yo, you know it's true that guys be running pages like that.
Yeah.
And they be talking to dudes.
Yeah, on OnlyFans.
Oh, no, man. That's fucking sick. I mean, awesome. Not, like, gross or anything.
got a meatloaf-flavored vape from Goodwill, and now my arms will bend. Wait. Let me do it one more time. Got a meatloaf-flavored vape from Goodwill. Now my arms won't bend.
Got me a meatloaf flavored bite from Goodwill over yonder, and now my damn arms won't bend.
Oh, I'm trying to just eat me a gosh darn beige trigger. Spend me about $5 on it. Holy shit,
bro!
Yo, I just happened to see this because I was talking about this the other day. I remember
when
they first dropped the beefy fire layer burrito. And it was 89 cents, dude. Because I used to eat it every day.
Shit was 89 cents for like a decade.
It was like 3 years.
Cheesy bean and rice burrito was my jam.
I was in high school. And I would eat Taco Bell every single day. I would get that. The 89 cent burrito was clutch, dude. Because I could fucking.
And he's still here.
I could fucking afford it. And I could get like two of them and be fucking full.
Yeah. Good old days. Damn, that shit is $6 now. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll never get one again.
I don't eat there. I haven't eaten there in a long time.
Good for you, bro.
I think the last time I ate there, you gave me something from there.
Gonorrhea. That's probably what he gave you. Gave you the fucking clap.
Yo.
Nice, dude.
Haven't you heard?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, right? What are we at?
Yo, don't complain, bro.
Damn, he hit the haven't you heard.
He's tired, bro. Haven't you heard I'm sleepy?
There ain't enough birds. They're going
extinct.
I'm
keeping the body up.
Oh, it has to be a cool one.
Haven't you heard? There ain't enough words to say how I feel. She gets so real, she gets so real.
Make him look sick.
is so real. She is so real. I gotta take a fucking doo-doo. Ah, the Big Gang Man.
I love that dun, 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 at the end.
Yeah, I love you.
Oh! Big Man Cake Man.